This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian President Vladimir Putin has warned that Ukrainian statehood is now in jeopardy and likened the West's sanctions on Russia to declaring war while promising the ceasefire in the besieged port of city of Mariupol collapsed amid scenes of terror. With the Kremlin's rhetoric growing fiercer and a reprieve from fighting dissolving, Russian troops continue to shell encircled cities. By Saturday night, Russian forces had intensified their shelling while dropping powerful bombs on residential areas of a city north of Kyiv. The number of refugees who have fled Ukraine continues to rise. AP's Karen Chamas.
The number of refugees that have fled fighting in Ukraine has now reached 1.4 million as the war continues to rage throughout the besieged country. Arriving in Romania with just the clothes on her back, Ukrainian refugee Lena Nesterova remembers the hour her fate was sealed.
It was the 24th of February, 5:34. We live in the central part of the city. We got up and here the bombs in Kyiv. We take daughter, dog, only documents, and left.
United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees Filippo Grandi believes the final number of people fleeing could be as high as 4 million.
When we started, I thought, well, maybe this is, you know, God forbid we reach that figure. It's a lot, but now I'm getting worried that we will.
And that's AP correspondent Karen Chamas reporting. And again, Russian President Vladimir Putin has warned that Ukrainian statehood is in jeopardy and also likened the West's sanctions on Russia to declaring war. This is VOA News. Ukraine's president has made a desperate plea to American lawmakers to help get more warplanes to his military and cut off Russian oil imports. The president, Volodymyr Zelensky, spoke with some 300 members of Congress and their staffs in an hour-long private video call on Saturday. The Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said afterward that Zelensky wants the U.S. to facilitate the transfer of planes from Eastern Europe European allies so Ukraine's military can protect its skies from Russian attack. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has indicated that plans for that are under consideration. U.S. forces could be seen participating in exercises with NATO allies Thursday and Friday as Russian forces continued their invasion of Ukraine. Soldiers from the 1st Armored Brigade Combat Team 3rd Infantry Division conducted a live-fire exercise with M1A2 Abrams tanks at a training center in Germany on Thursday. In Lithuania, U.S. forces and allied nations, including Poland and the United Kingdom, posed with air assets in what appeared to be a show of solidarity. In Poland, U.S. forces could be seen boarding a Polish C-130 after carrying out a NATO air policing mission on Wednesday. North Korea has confirmed that it has performed data transmission and other key tests needed to develop a spy satellite, and the second such test in about a week. Experts say the moves indicate the country intends to conduct a prohibited long-range rocket launch soon. North Korea state media said Sunday it had tested the reliability of the data transmissions and reception system of a reconnaissance satellite that is under development. It did not directly mention any missile or rocket launches to conduct such a test, but it apparently referred to the North's ninth round of missile launches this year, which its neighbors spotted on Saturday. Pakistan's leaders have vowed to hunt down and arrest the masterminds behind a deadly mosque attack in Pakistan a day earlier, claimed by an Islamic State affiliate. The assault killed 63 people, wounded nearly 200. IS, in a statement, said the lone suicide bomber from neighboring Afghanistan shot two police guards guarding the Shiite Muslim mosque in northwest Peshawar before entering inside and exploding his device. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.